Adam Maguire is back now with the business.
Thanks, Joan. 90% of US multinationals with operations here have a positive view towards Ireland as a place for investment and growth. That's according to the American Chamber, which also found that 80% will continue to have that positive view, even if US-EU tariffs are imposed. US firms employ 211,000 people here directly, 169,000 indirectly, both those figures up on last year. At the same time, Irish companies employ 120,000 people in the US, which is up 20% year on year. Mark Sweetman is CEO of the American Chamber. Joins us on the line now. As I say, Mark, 90% positive about Ireland, 80% say the same, even if tariffs are imposed. But that still does show there's a threat to at least some investment in the event of a trade war.
Good morning, Adam. Yes, I think with regard to tariffs, it is very positive to see from the survey that 80% of respondents say that they will continue to have a positive view of Ireland if tariffs are imposed by the US on the EU. But I think much remains to be seen here, and the uncertainty certainly is challenging. Any tariffs will have an impact on Ireland. The US Department of Commerce is undertaking that review, which will be concluded on the 1st of April. But once that's complete, what we're hearing from members is that dialogue, avoiding escalation and seeking common ground should be the focus. But there is one thing that we really should reflect on and take confidence from, and it's that unique two-way relationship between Ireland and the US. It's incredible to say, but Ireland is now the sixth largest source of FDI into the US, and this will be positively noticed in the United States. And on the flip side, we are that powerful gateway for US companies into the massive EU market. And we've also become a vital element of global production chains for US multinationals.
We'll get onto Irish investment in the US in a moment. But just to stick with American investment here, back in July of last year, more than half American firms said they plan to increase employee numbers in the year ahead. As we say, at the moment, they're still very positive about Irish investments. How are they planning to expand, or are they planning to expand their operations here in the next 12 months?
So what we've seen is, again, in line with previous surveys, that 9 in 10 are planning to increase or hold employees over the next year. And that's consistent with what we've seen in our surveys from the past year in 2024. Again, it's because companies see that we are that tremendous gateway for the EU market, and it supports those companies to flourish within the EU. There's no better place for talent and can-do attitude. In fact, in our survey, talent is the number one competitive advantage companies say they are here for. So it makes preeminent business sense for organizations to have a strategic location here.
You mentioned the Irish investment in the US. Do you think American people, and maybe more importantly, American politicians, know about the scale of Irish investment and Irish employment in the US?
So we'll be heading over to the US for St. Patrick's Week, and that's one of the key messages we'll be carrying to make sure that that investment from Irish companies is known. We employ 120,000 people across every single state in the US, and in fact, in some of those US states, an Irish company is the largest employer. And we also need to look at Irish companies that may not be significant in terms of their presence in the US, but they are the largest purchasers of US equipment. Think of Ryanair and Boeing, for example.
As you say, you'll be heading over to the States for St. Patrick's Day. If you get the chance, what advice would you be giving to the Taoiseach in terms of what he says to President Donald Trump and what his message will be when they meet?
I think, again, it has to be reinforcing that two-way economic relationship, that it really is a positive two-way flow. I would use the trip to build important relationships with US officials, and it's that platform to reinforce key messages. We ourselves will have engagements in New York and DC, and we're meeting with officials and businesses, and we'll also be launching our US-Ireland business report, which we've entitled Stronger Together.
Mark Sweetman, CEO of the American Chamber, thank you very much for that.